Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Tes in Meseches Moed Katan. I wasn't zochet to learn with you yesterday, Baruch Hashem, there are many simchas of Talmidim. So I'm going to pick up a little bit back on Ches Amud Beis with a beautiful Mishnah that I've been going to Chasanas of Talmidim. So this is on my heart, close to my heart, the subject of people getting married. And our Mishnah on Ches Amud Beis is going to discuss the halachos of getting married on a Yom Tov. In fact, one does not get married on Yom Tov. And our Gemara is going to bring up the idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. Then the Gemara will continue the discussion of marriage on Yom Tov and the subject of Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And ultimately, it will take us into Agadita, beautiful Agadita that deals with the topics of Simcha B'Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the concepts of karbanos being doche Shabbos. We will spend a lot of time talking about the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash by Shlomo HaMelech, and halachos and lessons that Chazal take out from the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash. And then on Tes Amud Beis, we will conclude the daf discussing the conclusion of the Mishnah that we're going to see on Ches Amud Beis, what a woman is allowed to do in terms of cosmetics on Chol HaMoed. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up with the Mishnah Ches Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. Ein nasin nashim b'moed. One is not allowed to marry women on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara is going to explain that there is a concept of Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, that we don't mix one simcha with another. Lo besulos. Therefore, a woman who's never been married before does not get married on Chol HaMoed. V'lo amanos, not a widow. V'lo miyabmin. And yibum also is not done. Of course, the Torah Kedoshah tells the Parshas Kisetzeh that if a man dies without children and he has a brother, there is a mitzvah for the brother to marry the man's wife. Because in all those cases, there is going to be a simcha. Interestingly, over here, the Mishnah says for him, a simcha for him. Why don't we talk about her simcha? But he's allowed to remarry his wife that he divorced. Halacha is a man could remarry his wife if he divorced her, as long as she did not marry someone else. That could be done on Chol HaMoed, because presumably they're just fixing a mistake that they had made before, and the simcha is not so great, says Rashi. And a woman is allowed to make her cosmetics on Yom Tov. That we will explain on the bottom of Tes Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer loy tisot. She should not put a type of lime or mud on her face. The lime serves as a form of waxing in which there is lime that's put on the face and then it's peeled off to make the skin look nicer. However, even though that in itself, the fact that she's making herself look nicer, should not be a problem, but when the lime is on, and maybe when it's peeled, so then that is either not appealing, she doesn't look nice during that period of time, or it's painful as well. Some point out that according to Rashi, it would seem that if the lime would be removed on Yom Tov itself, and it was on Chol HaMoed itself, then it would be permissible. And the prohibition being that it's only going to be taken off after Yom Tov. Hahedya Teifer Kedarko. If you have a person who's not a professional, then they could sew in the normal manner on Chol HaMoed. Va'uman, machliv. And someone who is a professional tailor, so then he is not allowed to sew in his normal way, but he does a shinui. What is that shinui? That's this machliv, and machliv means he doesn't sew in a straight stitch. He sews in a jagged manner, as described in the Gemara on Yud Amalaf. The Gemara will give us other explanations as well. Umisargin es hamitas. You're allowed to weave the strings on a bed. In other words, in those days they would have poles and then weave the supports onto the bed from the vertical side and the horizontal side. Rabbi Yossi says you cannot put the vertical and the horizontal, but rather mimatchin. You're only allowed to lay it across, but not allowed to lay it vertically. We're going to have again a discussion on Yud and Aleph, exactly the definition of Misartkin Esamitos and what exactly is a machlokas. The Gemara immediately analyzes what is this prohibition of marrying women on Chol HaMoed. It's true, when you get married, there's a tremendous simcha, But what is the problem? So he's having Simcha and Yom Tov. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Blazar, Amar Raishi, Amar Mila, Amar Blazar, Amar Chanina, Fisha Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't mix one Simcha with another Simcha. There is a lot of discussion in the Achronim exactly what is the prohibition of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Rashi's explanation is that you're supposed to focus your Simcha on Chol HaMoed entirely and not be distracted with another Simcha. Tosas, on the other hand, points out that the Yerushalmi says that Lavan said to Yaakov, Malei Shavua Zos, we learned from Lavan, don't get married right away to the sister, but finish up this week focusing on the Simcha with her, this period with her. That seems to be Gzeres HaKosev, that you're not supposed to do anything else except for being Misamech with the Kala, while Rashi emphasizing the Simcha of Chol HaMoed, not distracting from it. And then Tosas evokes the rule, Ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that the rule is that we, for example, if you have a kos, we learn in Maseches Brachos, you're supposed to use that kos for one mitzvah and not divide it for two different mitzvos, because you're supposed to be entirely focused on that mitzvah. Now, how that relates to what Rashi said is an interesting discussion, but these are the three shitas that we have on the daf in front of us. Rabba Baravuna Amar, now Rabba gives us another reason, because he's going to be distracted from the Simcha of Yom Tov and get involved with Simchas Ishta. What emerges from Rashi on the Rif that Rabba Baravuna is different than the previous opinion, because according to Rabba Baravuna, it's a special problem in regards to Osek B'Simchas Ishta. However, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we infer for all other Simchas, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, if there's any other Simcha, that can't be experienced on Chol HaMoed. The implications of this is a nominee for the Halacha from the Daily Daf. Amalei Abaye de Rav Yosef, Hod Rabba Baravuna de Ravu, Amar Rav Daniel Bar Kitna, Amar Rav. This explanation we see also in the name of Rav Mipnayin Shein Noshim B'Moed. How do we know that you don't marry women on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed? Shnemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha, Gzeres HaKosov, that you're supposed to rejoice in the Chag and not with your wife, specifically not with your wife, in regards to other Simchas that might stay open, as we saw based on Rashi and the Rif. Ula Omer Mepnei HaTorech. Ula says, it's not a fundamental problem of the Simcha, but you're not supposed to be Torech on Chol HaMoed. Like we saw, you're not allowed to water your field on Chol HaMoed unless it's a hefsid, because of the Tircha. So too, you're not supposed to be Torech in getting the marriage together. And as anybody, as I see in the parents, there are Baruch Hashem Zochet to marry off their children and the Chassan and Kala, it most definitely qualifies as a Tircha. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nafcha Amar Mepnei Bittel Piri of Arivia. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nafcha points out that ironically, if we allow people to get married on Yom Tov, so then in such a case, people will try to save money, and they'll make one meal both for Yom Tov as well as for the marriage. And therefore, people will not get married between the Yom Tovim, and that will cause less children to be born the rest of the year. Hence, that a very different explanation Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nafcha gives is the reason why Ein Osim Nashim B'Moed. Meisive, the Gemara asks a question on this position of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Kol Elu She'amru Asur and Lisa B'Moed, all these instances, whether the woman is a Besula, Almana, or even Yibum, that you can't do on Moed, can use the Gemara and Tesamet Aleph, Mutar and Lisa Erev Aregel. You can't do it on Yom Tov, but you could do it Erev Yom Tov. Even though Rashi points out the Shiva Simea Mishte, the Sheva Brachos, will fall out on Yom Tov itself. So Kasha Lekulu, it's difficult according to all the above opinions. Answers the Gemara in the top line on Tesam Nafle Kasha. It's not a question. Mandamar Mishum Simcha, according to Mandamar, who says that the reason why we don't have marriages on Chol HaMoed is due to Simcha. Iker Simcha Chad Yomahu. So the main Simcha is one day, and therefore, if they get married Erev Yom Tov, they'll have one day of Simcha, and there's no problem of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha on the rest of the Simcha. The Mandam Mishum Tirka, according to Mandam, that says that the reason why it's prohibited to get married in Yom Tov is because you're going to be Matriach. Ikur Tircha Chad Yom, the main Tircha is the first day of marriage. The Mandam Mishum Bittel Peri of Erivia, according to Mandam, that the concern is that people won't get married except on Yom Tov. L'Chad Yom Lomashi Inchi Nafshe. because of one day that he could get married Erev Yom Tov, so he's not going to shoot Dafka to get married on that day on Erev Yom Tov, because an onus might happen, and therefore he'll end up getting married on any other day of the year. And it's not like if he would be able to get married on Yom Tov, he would wait for Yom Tov itself. Period. Now the Gemara goes to the sources. Uda'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha minalan. How do we know this concept that you're not allowed to mix one simcha with the next? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says by Shlomo HaMelech, by the Chanukas HaMikdash, v'yash Shlomo be'es ahi, es achod, v'chol Yisrael imay kol godol, milvoy chamos ad nachal Mitzrayim, l'fnei Hashem elkeinu shivas yomim, v'shivas yomim arba asar yom. So Shlomo HaMelech made a large simcha, and the way it fell out, and the Gemara is suggesting due to design, was that there were 7 days of Chanukas HaMikdash, which were followed by 7 days of Chag HaSukkos. Analyzes the Gemara. V'im Isa, and if we help, in this case, Shlomo HaMelech help, d'mizarvin simcha b'simcha, that you could mix one simcha with the next, ibar lemintar ad chag. He should have waited till Sukkos, umiyavit shiva lahacha ulahacha, and he should have made 7 days of simcha, both for Sukkos, what a gala event, both for Sukkos as well as for the Chanukas HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, v'dilma mintar lo natrinan v'echad yisrami avdinan, and if you're going to say that Shlomo just let HaKadosh Baruch Hu guide it, whenever the melacha was finished, whenever it was ready, then they did the Chanukas HaMikdash, and it turned out, it fell out 7 days before Sukkos. If you're going to say that, then what will emerge, says Rashi, then lichatchila, you're not supposed to design that it falls out on a regel. But who says Shlomo HaMelech was opposed that if it fell out on the regel, that would be prohibited to do it? Ihachi, if that would be so, says the Gemara, that would be difficult. According to Rashi, here the girsa is ihachi. Ibayla the shiure purta, he should have just held out for 7 more days and have had it that memela it fell out at the same time. So, of course, it seems from this Gemara that there will be a tremendous maila that Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Sukkos fall out at the same time. So you should have slowed up the work a little bit and then have it fall out at the same time. Must be that Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and you couldn't have done it at the same time. Says the Gemara, no. Binyan Beis HaMikdash Lo Mishayrina. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you don't postpone. If you have the opportunity to build a Beis HaMikdash, you don't postpone it. Says the Gemara, Iboilu l'shiure ba'amo kal ya'orev. Okay, finish up all the work, except for the area of the roof that's called the kal ya'orev. This is an amo, the length of an amo, that's not considered part of the Beis HaMikdash, where they would put spikes, explains Rashi, to prevent the birds from landing on the roof. But it wasn't part of the actual Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't be considered of shiure binyan Beis HaMikdash l'masharinah. Answers the Gemara, Amma kal yorev tzarech binyan abaisu. No, that Amma is also considered part of the bais. Says Gemara, El mede meisar kro. But rather, says the Gemara, it's from a superfluous pasuk. Michti. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Arba osar yom. For 14 days, we celebrated. And then the pasuk goes out of its way, aside from saying Arba osar yom, it does 7 and 7. The Pasuk in Malachim is not a math book, it's not an arithmetic book, not even math, arithmetic. Of course, 7 plus 7 is 14. Michti, ksiv arba asayom. Why does it say arba asayom? Shivas yamim v'shivas yamim. Normally, what do we need 7 plus 7? Just 14, the Gemara seems to be saying, should be enough. Shma mina must be hani l'chud v'hani l'chud. It's coming to emphasize that these 7 are one thing, these 7 are something else. The 7 for Chanukah HaMikdash is one thing, the 7 for Yom Tov is something else, and they're not supposed to be mixed. Amar Afanach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ois Hashana, that year, Lo Asu Yisrael as Yom HaKippurim. If they were celebrating Chanukas HaMikdash 7 days before Sukkot, that means they didn't have Yom HaKippurim. Vayadayegim, and they were worried, Vayimrim, and they said, Shem is Chayvu Sanein, Shal Yisrael, kill you. Maybe due to the enemies of Klal Yisrael will be Chayiv Kares, since they hadn't appropriately commemorated Yom HaKippurim. Of course, we remember that in the end of Maseches Yuma, we have the requirement of Yom HaKippurim, and if one fulfills Yom HaKippurim, then one's tshuva is accepted, as well as staving off the terrible punishment of Kares. So, Salvation and Tshuva, just discussed with the significance of Kares and Yom HaKippurim specifically. Shema nischai v'sinu sen sonehen shal Yisrael kilya. Yatza Baskol v'amr lem. Baskol came out and said to them and assured them, don't worry. Kulchem mazmin l'chai olam haba. That you are all invited to chai olam haba. My dorish. How did they know that they were going to get the leaders of Klai Yisrael, maybe Shlomo HaMelech, along amongst the others, it's in plural, Amru, they said, how did these leaders darshan such a thing to forego Yom HaKippurim? Amru, Kal v'chomer, Umah Mishkan she'en kedushas or kedushas olam, v'karbin yachid doches Shabbos, a Mishkan whose kedusha is not forever, yet the karbin yachid is doches Shabbos. In other words, you bring a karbin yachid, even though the Isser Skila, that violation of Shabbos, Panshul Skimba, Migdash, but when it comes to the Migdash, Kedushas or Kedushas Olam, that Kedushin is forever. V'karbin Sibur V'yom HaKippurim the Anish Karis Lokal Shekein. Certainly, you bring the Karbin Sibur and you forgo that over Yom HaKippurim, whose punishment is only Karis, because if Skila is Nitche in the face of the Mishkan, certainly Yom HaKippurim is Nitche in the face of the Kedushas Olam of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Lokal Shekein. So then why were they worried? Hasam tzarech givaya v'hacha tzarech hedyut. Over there, when it comes to karbanos, so then in such a case, then maybe it's doche, and the kal v'chomer is going to stand. However, over here, explains Rashi, the shivas, yimei chanukas hamikdash, was also celebrated with food. Says the Gemara, hachinami mi'evid le'evid, they should have done it in the following way, mechol lo nichlu v'lo lishtu. They should have done it without eating and drinking. Have the Chanukas Hamikdash without eating and drinking. Answers the Gemara, Ein Simcha below Achilu V'Shtiyah. It doesn't qualify Simcha without Achilu and Shtiyah. Alpi Chasidus, where it would be Masbir, that the ultimate Simcha is the unification, taking the Gashmius of this world and elevating it. In this argument that Shlomo HaMelech and the Zakenim of Klal Yisrael had advanced, we pointed out that the Mishkan is Dachi Shabbos. So Mishkan Dachi Shabbos and all. How do we know the Mishkan is Dachi Shabbos? Ilema, if you can say midichsiv, v'yom ha-rishon v'yom ha-shvi'i, that the Torah speaks about even bringing the carbon on the seventh day, and when it came to the bringing of the Nesiim, and therefore it's coming to tell you to bring it on the seventh day of Shabbos. No, that's not a strong raya at all, argues the Gemara. Dilma shvi'i l'karbonos. Maybe it was just the seventh day vis-a-vis karbonos. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Korav. Nachman bar Yitzchak argues it comes from another pasuk. Pasuk says, "Biyoyim ashtei asar." That's how the Gemara quotes it. Actually, in Bamidbar, the word is "shnayim asar yom." Then the 12th day, it says, "Anasliv ne'asher pagiel ben achron." Excuse me. There it says, "Biyom ashtei asar." Excuse me. There it says, the 11th day. The word "yom" is superfluous. Ma yom kulo ratzav, just like a day is without a break. So too, the days of the Miluim, Kulan Tzufin, is without a break, and you even brought the Karbanos on that day. V'dilma Yom Maru'in Ksiv, maybe it's only talking about those days that you're capable of bringing. And they didn't do all 11 or 12 days straight, but they broke when it came to Shabbos. So Gemara says, Ksiv Karachrini, there's another pasuk. B'yom Shnei Masar Yom. The Torah Kedosha describes on the 12th day, here it's the Nasi Naftali Achira ben Enon. Ma yom kula ratzav, af shnei masa yom kulan ritzafin. V'dilma says, what type of raya is that? Hachnami yom aruin. Maybe again, that pasuk is only referring to the days I was right to bring. Imkein shrei kroi lamali. Why do you need two psukim? It's coming to emphasize that it was ratzav, that it was one row of karbanos. In other words, that we didn't even interrupt for Shabbos, and therefore the Mishkan was Docha Shabbos. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop over here right now on Tes Amud Aleph, and Bezer Hashem, because I'm in Golus, I'm not as capable, and I cannot join files together. I have to go to be Misameach, one of my dear Talmidim. Baruch Hashem, last night I was able to be Misameach a little Or in Lebanon, tonight Ben Langstein. So Bezer Hashem, we will pick up with a different file, continuing on the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph with Umigdish Dodoche Yom HaKippurim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Maseches Moed Katan.